He saw those who lacked faith, and he cursed them.
That isn't what I meant, Damu, Ellen said. I was implying that Kelsier wanted us to suffer this setback, but not that he was targeting specific individuals.
Either way, my lord, you said the words.
Ellen waved his hand dismissively.
Then how do you explain the strange numbers, my lord? Damu asked.
I'm not sure, Ellen said. I'll admit that the number of people who fell sick does produce an odd statistic, but that doesn't say anything about you specifically, Damu.
I don't mean that number, my lord, Damu said, still looking down. I mean the number who remained sick while the others recovered.
Ellen paused. Wait, what is this?
Haven't you heard, my lord?
Damu asked, in the quiet tent.
The scribes have been talking about it, and it's gotten around to the army. I don't think that most of them understand the numbers and such, but they understand that something strange is happening.
What numbers? Ellen asked.
5,000 people got taken by the sickness, my lord, Damu said.
Exactly 16% of the army, Ellen thought.
Of those, some 500 died, Damu said. Of those remaining, almost everyone recovered in one day.
But some didn't, Ellen said, like you.
Like me, Damu said softly. 327 of us remained sick when the others got better.
So? Ellen asked.
That's exactly 1/16 of those who fell to the sickness, my lord, Damu said. And we stayed sick exactly 16 days, to the hour.
The tent flap rustled quietly in the breeze. Ellen fell quiet and couldn't completely suppress a shiver.
Coincidence, he finally said. Statisticians looking for connections can always find odd coincidences and statistical anomalies if they try hard enough.
This doesn't seem like a simple anomaly, my lord, Damu said. It's precise. The same number keeps showing up over and over. 16.
Ellen shook his head.
Even if it does, Damu, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a number.
It's the number of months the survivor spent in the pits of Hatsin, Damu said.
Coincidence.
It's how old Lady Vin was when she became Mistborn.
Again coincidence, Ellen said.
There seem to be an awful lot of coincidences related to this, my lord, Damu said.
Ellen frowned, folding his arms. Damu was right on that point. My denials are getting us nowhere. I need to know what people are thinking, not just contradict them.
All right, Damu, Ellen said. Let's say that none of these things are coincidences. You seem to have a theory of what they mean.
It's what I said earlier, my lord, Damu said. The mists are of the survivor. They take certain people and kill them. Others of us they make sick, leaving the number 16 as a proof that he really was behind the event. So therefore the people who grow the most sick are the ones who have displeased him the most.
Well, except for the ones who died from the sickness, Ellen noted.
True, Damu said, looking up. So, maybe there's hope for me.
That wasn't supposed to be a comforting comment, Damu. I still don't accept all of this. Perhaps there are oddities, but your interpretation is based on speculation. Why would the survivor be displeased with you? You're one of his most faithful priests.
I took the position for myself, my lord, Damu said. He didn't choose me. I just started teaching what I'd seen, and people listened to me. That must be what I did to offend him. If he'd wanted that from me, he'd have chosen me when he was alive, don't you think?
I don't think the survivor cared much about this when he was alive, Ellen thought. He just wanted to stir up enough anger in the Ska that they would rebel.
Damu, Ellen said. You know that the survivor didn't organize this religion when he was alive. Only men and women like you, those who looked toward his teachings after he died, have been able to build up a community of the faithful.
True, Damu said. but he did appear to some people after his death. I wasn't one of those people.
He didn't appear to anyone, Ellen said. That was Orsur the Chondra wearing his body. You know that, Dumu.
Yes, Dumu said. But that Chondra acted at the survivor's request, and I wasn't on the list to get visited.
Ellen laid a hand on Dumu's shoulder, looking in the man's eyes. He had seen the general, worn and grizzled beyond his age, determinedly stare down a savage colossus a full 5 feet taller than he was. Dumu was not a weak man, either in body or in faith.
Dumu, Ellen said, I mean this in the kindest way, but your self-pity is getting in the way. If these mists took you, then we need to use that as proof that their effects have nothing to do with Kelsier's displeasure. We don't have time for you to question yourself right now. We both know you're twice as devoted as any other man in this army.
Dumu flushed.
Think about it, Ellen said, giving Dumu a little extra alimentic shove in the emotions. In you, we have obvious proof that a person's faithfulness has nothing to do with whether or not they're taken by the mists. So rather than letting you mope, we need to move on and find the real reason the mists are behaving as they are.
Dumu stood for a moment, then finally nodded.
Perhaps you're right, my lord. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions.
Elland smiled. Then he paused, thinking about his own words. Obvious proof that a person's faithfulness has nothing to do with whether they're taken by the mists. It wasn't exactly true. Dumu was one of the strongest believers in the camp. What of the others who had been sick as long as he? Had they been, perhaps, men of extreme faith as well? Ellen opened his mouth to ask the question of Dumu. That was when the shouting started.
Hemologic decay was less obvious in Inquisitors that had been created from Mistborn. Since they already had allomantic powers, the addition of other abilities made them awesomely strong. In most cases, however, Inquisitors were created from Mistings. It appears that Seekers, like Marsh, were the favored recruits. For when a Mistborn wasn't available, an Inquisitor with enhanced bronze abilities was a powerful tool for searching out Ska Mistings.
37. Screams rose in the distance. Vin started upright in her cabin. She hadn't been sleeping, though she'd been close. Another night of scouting Fadrick's city had left her tired. All fatigue was forgotten, however,